Today we're visiting with North Central Fisheries District Supervisor Jason Lee. Jason also manages Lake Audubon. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Welcome to the program, Jason.
Thanks, Mike.
Jason, we went into the winter very dry in North Dakota. How are things looking in the North Central?
I would say for the southern half and especially the southeastern half of our district, we're still pretty dry. We didn't get a lot of snow, but if you move up especially to the northern half and the eastern part of the district, there's quite a bit of snow in some areas, so we'll be getting some runoff, and especially up in the Turtle Mountains, they have a lot of snow up there, so I fully expect those lakes to increase their fill this spring as the snow melts.
Okay, and access for the most part's pretty okay on any district?
Should be good, yeah. As long as we don't go down from where we are, we should be in pretty good shape.
Okay, and your crews just finished dissolved oxygen testing. Any issues there at all?
A couple lakes that are prone to winter kill, it wasn't a big surprise. So I would say overall in the district, we're sitting pretty good as far as winter kill this year.
Okay, Jason, let's move into fish populations and let's start with Lake Audubon. You manage Lake Audubon, popular fishery in the North Central. How are walleyes doing in Lake Audubon?
They're doing good. Anglers can expect to catch a bunch of those 15 to 20 inch walleyes again this year. So yeah.
Okay, looks and good. Pike?
Yeah, pike, we've got a couple younger year classes coming up, smaller ones, and there's always a chance of catching a big northern pike in Lake Audubon.
Okay, and a lot of people target smallmouth bass in Lake Audubon. How are they doing?
They've done really well in the past years in Lake Audubon. There's a bunch of nice sized fish that people have figured out how to catch, and they can be a lot of fun.
Okay, and muskie also in Lake Audubon?
Right, so we've been stocking muskie for 11 years now in Audubon, so there's some of those bigger fish that would get up to that minimum length of 48 inches. So. Yeah, there's a chance of catching a big muskie in Audubon.
Okay, any other fish species in Audubon?
Those would be the main ones that people look for.
Okay, let's move into your North Central lakes. Let's talk walleye first.
Okay, as far as angling opportunities for walleye, I would look at Loon Lake, Antelope, Clear, Stober, Davis WPA, Brush, and then Lake Brecken would be good opportunities there.
Okay, let's move into our state fish, the northern pike.
Yeah, we've got a lot of pike in the district. Some of the better pike lakes would be like Buffalo Lodge, George Lake, Brush Lake, Long and Crooked Lake in McLean County, and then Makoti, Rice, and then both east and west of Rota have a good number of pike in them right now.
Okay, let's talk about panfish.
Sure. Lake Metegoshi is our go-to spot for bluegills, and then Nelson Lake for both bluegill and crappie.
Okay, you have largemouth bass in your district too.
Right, that would be Nelson Lake too, about the only lake where we have largemouth in the North Central, but being that's a warm water lake with a power plant on the lake, it's a good spot for largemouth.
How about your district lakes for smallmouth bass?
Yeah, besides Lake Audubon, we've also got a good smallmouth bass population in the McCluskey Canal and the Canal Lakes, which would be East and West Park, New Johns, and Heckers.
Okay, Jason, any special projects you guys have going on this summer?
We're gonna be tagging walleye up at Antelope Lake again this spring. We did that last year where we put the metal jaw tags in the fish, and so we'll be repeating that.
Okay, if you could send an angler anywhere to go fishing, let's talk shore fishing, where would you send them?
I would send them to Lake Audubon. And the nice thing about Lake Audubon is that much of the northern half of Lake Audubon is wildlife management area. So there's a lot of areas where you can shore fish. It's all open to shore fishing. There's several boat access sites where you can fish next to the boat accesses. Up on the north arm, we have three earthen fishing piers up there where people can fish, and then there's also a metal fishing pier right by the Totten Trail boat ramp. So a lot of chances to opportunities to fish there, and you can catch a lot of different types of fish in Audubon. You can catch walleye or northern pike or smallmouth bass or perch.
Okay, so things in the North Central look okay this spring.
They do, yep. Hopefully we get some more snow or rain this year and fill our lakes back up, but we're still looking pretty good.
A lot of great information, Jason. Thank you.
You bet.